Yep. All right. How many of you have already popped some fireworks? Raise your hand. The 4th of July is today. What's the deal? That's all right. You know, I was listening yesterday to the TV show, and some psychologist lady was trying to tell American kids how to have a safe 4th of July. And I you should be safe. You can blow your hands off. I mean, you literally can. But she was basically saying, well, instead of fireworks, you can get glow wands. Instead of sparklers, you can get the little pop kind where you pull it out and confetti goes up. And I know y'all aren't like this, but I'm sitting there thinking, who in the world wants to do that? I want to pop something. I want to light something. I want it to be, you know. And she's just like, we just want everybody to have a safe for it. I'm thinking, we do too, but no kid is going to want to have a glow stick, waving a glow stick in the air when they can blow something up or their parents can. But anyway, that has nothing to do with my children's sermon. I just thought it was funny because I always look forward to getting the real deal and popping it and sparklers. You have to be careful. Sparklers are hot. But anyway, I wanted to talk to you about the freedom we have in our country. What are some things that you like doing? Like just in the week? What are some of your favorite things to do in life?
Play baseball.
Do you know not everybody in the world has that freedom? What else? What do you?
Play with friends, swim.
Pop firecrackers. What are some other things you like doing? Do any of you like going on vacations, driving your car to different places? Do you know every single one of those things you can do because you live in a free country? Some countries, you can't get in your car and go wherever you want to go. You have to stay. There's a country called North Korea where you're not allowed to leave your community without permission from the government. You're not allowed to do anything without permission from the government. We live in a country where we can go and do, and I'm very grateful for that, and I'm grateful that we have a country that allows us to go to church. Do you know in North Korea, they can't go to church on Sunday? It's illegal to be a Christian. You can get into serious trouble if you have a Bible. So we're very fortunate. And then here's another thing. There's a Bible verse that I love that talks, it's Galatians 5:13. It says this, "For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love." In other words, we are Christians, and the Bible tells us that because we are Christians, we are free. We're free from sin. We're free to live for God. We have an incredible freedom. And we're not to be selfish. Now, let me tell you, out on the lake today, campgrounds today, everybody's selfish about my right to be here, my right to do this, my right to do that. People are selfish. People don't serve people. They expect others to do what they want. And one of the things we have as Christians, we have the great privilege of serving other people. We're going to camp next week. We're having 29 youth and kids going and adults. And we're going to learn about Jesus. But one of the things, I'm going to be in the dorm. That's a miracle right there. I hadn't been in the dorm in a long time. But I'm looking forward to it because I want to serve you guys. We're going to have the cleanest dorm there. Since I'm staying in it, we're going to be clean. Okay?
I can't read
it. Isn't that right? So anyway, use your freedom not to do selfish things that your sinful nature wants to do, but do things that help other people. So let's pray and ask God to help us do that. Lord, help us realize that our freedom that we have shouldn't be just for us to do what we want, but our freedom should allow us to help other people and to serve other people. And I thank for these kids. May they have a great 4th of July. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.